Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Although having diabetes is enough to worry about in itself, this disease can trigger further complications, including diabetic neuropathies or nerve damage. My guest is Dr. Michael Cummings. He's board-certified neurologist at Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show. Dr. Cummings, explain what diabetic neuropathies are.
Yeah, neuropathy indicates a disease of the nerves. In this case, it's the peripheral nerves, meaning outside the spinal cord and the brain itself, the nerves that go out to the face and the arms and the legs. And this disease is caused by the excessive blood sugar over a period of number of years, causing damage to these nerves. In diabetes, we have several different types of neuropathy. And we can kind of go through them one by one, the most common of which is peripheral neuropathy. And this is a condition where it typically affects the feet first and then later affects the hands in more severe cases. Usually numbness, although you can also have pain or a tingling or a burning or a shooting-type pain. Sometimes just numbness, though. In more severe cases, there can be actual weakness. It's in the so-called glove and stocking distribution. What's covered up by your gloves and stocking is typically what affected.
So in this peripheral neuropathy, you know, when you say gloves and stockings, that's a great way for people to picture what you're talking about. And so your feet and your hands, basically the periphery, which are also subject to circulatory problems when you're a diabetic. So what might they feel, numbing, tingling, and can this actually damage their movement and capabilities with their hands and feet?
Yes, it can. Like I said, in more advanced cases, you get some weakness and difficulty walking. Typically, though, it's just a numb sensation, sometimes with some pain. The most serious complications typically occur with the foot. If this is allowed to go on untreated and unevaluated, you can get ulcers and infections and deformities of the foot, causing pain that can be difficult to treat. And so, again, you want to diagnose this early on and attempt to treat it as soon as you can.
So the sensitivity, muscle weakness, difficulty walking, and sometimes, as you said, severe complications, people lose their feet sometimes.
Sometimes they can.
So, yes. Okay, so we've talked about peripheral neuropathy. So now give us another type, maybe autonomic neuropathy, and discuss what that is.
Yes, autonomic neuropathy is often forgotten about because the autonomic nervous system is a so-called involuntary nervous system. Those are the nerves that go to your heart and your bladder and the lungs and the stomach and the intestines, the sex organs, and to a lesser extent, the eyes. And diabetes can affect all of these nerves to these various organs and cause a variety of symptoms. Among those symptoms are a lack of awareness that your blood sugar is low. You have bladder problems, frequent urination, incontinence. You can have constipation or diarrhea, particularly at night. You can have slow emptying of the stomach, leading to nausea or vomiting, difficulty swallowing, erectile dysfunction, vaginal dryness, sweating problems, increased or decreased, difficulties regulating your body temperature, things of this nature, difficulty adapting to light and dark as the eyes can be affected. So these nerves that go out to these various organ systems can cause all sorts of symptoms. One that we commonly see, most commonly perhaps, is the blood pressure dropping when people stand up and they get dizzy and lightheaded. And that's due to the innervation to the heart being affected.
Okay, so with these neuropathies, are they controllable before you get into the other two?
There's treatments. The treatment, unfortunately, for diabetes in terms of neuropathy, there's not a specific treatment that's a cure. So we treat the symptoms for the most part. There are a few medicines that might be helpful, such as alpha-lipoic acid is a supplement that's been shown to help certain types of diabetic neuropathy to a small degree. It's inexpensive, so I recommend that anyone with diabetic neuropathy take that supplement. But there's no specific drug that actually treats the diabetic neuropathy itself, but we'll treat the symptoms. For example, if the neuropathy is painful, then the nerve pain medications can be very helpful. There are two FDA-approved drugs, in fact, for that, which
okay,
we can talk
so,
about.
And you know, we want to get through as many of these as we can, so focal or proximal. Get to some of the other types and what might people expect from those.
Yeah, a third type of neuropathy is called mononeuropathy. We talked earlier about peripheral polyneuropathy. This is mononeuropathy, meaning just one nerve is affected. And we could see this, for example, in a Bell's palsy, where you get paralysis of one side of your face. You can also have the eye affected, where you can have trouble with double vision or a droopy eyelid. Another typical mononeuropathy in diabetes is often involving the chest or the abdomen, where you have a pain like shooting across in a band-like distribution involving the nerves around the thorax, the mid-back. And you can also get pain in your thighs. So pretty much any peripheral nerve can be affected. Carpal tunnel syndrome, which is a pinch of the median nerve in the wrist, a common condition, is more common in diabetics, or any kind of entrapment neuropathy where a nerve going in your leg or your arm is more susceptible to be in diabetics.
And I would think, Dr. Cummings, also that mononeuropathy, when you're getting that chest pain, some people might confuse that for heart problems.
Yes, they might, and the alternative occurs as well, where people can have a heart attack and not even know they had a heart attack because the nerves that normally convey the pain are damaged. So you can have a silent heart attack, or you can have this neuropathy pain that's caused by a nerve coming from the back mimic a heart attack.
So now get the last one for us, and then we're going to kind of tie them all together.
Yes, the last one is an unusual condition called diabetic amyotrophy. And what this is it often involves one leg, but it can involve both, where there's a pain and a weakness in the thigh or buttock muscles in the proximal leg. It's often associated with weight loss, and typically over time, that will improve on its own. And that's true for the mononeuropathies as well. You may have a dramatic symptom with involvement of this nerve, or the diabetic amyotrophy, which basically involves the hips or the proximal legs, but typically over weeks to months, these symptoms either disappear entirely or substantially improve. This is in distinction to the other peripheral neuropathy we talked about earlier that typically does not improve over time.
So most people will improve at least partially over time, though the symptoms might worsen before they get better. Like
that's
you can't
true.
Get up from a chair or something.
That's true. That's true for the diabetic amyotrophy and the mononeuropathy in particular. They tend to get better on their own.
Okay, so, I mean, that's really good news. What do you want the listeners to hear about? Bring all of these things together for us. These are complications, and they're diabetic neuropathies, and they can all be complications from diabetes if it's not managed, right? It does not necessarily follow that these will be complications.
That's true. Most people will get some of these complications, but good diabetic control is the number one treatment goal. In addition to that, you have to have your feet looked at closely. Make sure you're not developing numbness there. Make sure you're not getting dizzy when you stand up. And be monitored by your physician. And you need to have your blood sugars followed. And if you get any of these symptoms, we do have some symptomatic treatments. And make sure you're also not dealing with some other conditions, such as a heart attack or some other condition causing these symptoms other than diabetes that could be treated.
How about your best advice, Dr. Cummings? You know, you see people, and you're also a psychiatrist, so there is the mental aspect. Give us your real best advice for people who are told that they are pre-diabetic and or that they have already got the disease, the condition, and what they should do.
Well, they need to follow up with their doctor, make sure their blood sugars are well maintained. They need to follow a healthy eating plan. They need to exercise on a regular basis. You need to stop smoking because smoking aggravates these vascular problems, and there's a synergistic effect, whether it's the diabetes and the smoking together are worse than either one alone. Alcohol should not be used to excess, although small amounts of alcohol are probably fine on a regular basis for most people. You don't want to drink to excess because that also can affect the nerves as well. and basically treat the symptoms if you get the symptoms. We have pretty good medications for pain, for nerve pain. There's also lidocaine patches that can be used. We can also treat, you know, urinary problems and sexual dysfunction and blood pressure problems and so on with medication. So get these things diagnosed, make sure they know what the cause is, and if they are, they can treat the symptoms.
Excellent advice, Dr. Michael Cummings. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number four, health.com. This is Melanie Call for Mission Radio. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.